தன்னந்தனி நின்றது தான் அறிய இன்னமொருவர்க்கு இசைவிப்பதுவோ? மின்னும் கதிர்வேல் விகிருதா நினைவார் கிண்ணம் களையும் கிருபை சூழ் சுடரே. ஹாய் அபூர்வா, இந்த ப்ரீவியஸ் வேர்ஸ் வி டாக்ட் அபவுட் த சோல் மர்ஜிங் வித் முருகா லைக் அயர்ன் இன் அ ஃபர்னஸ். நவ் இன் வேர்ஸ் 50, அருணாகிரிநாதா ஃபேசஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் டிலெமா. ஹவு ஆன் அர்த் டு ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் திஸ் டு எனி ஒன் எல்ஸ்?
Why is it a dilemma, Vedant? If he's discovered the ultimate secret of happiness, shouldn't he share the details?
Because the experience is tannandani nindrathu. The divine reality stands alone, singular and absolute, beyond all worldly context. He says it is taan ariye, something that is known only to the one experiencing it. Then he asks, innam oruvarku iseivippaduvo? Can I even make another person understand this through language?
It's like listening to someone narrate a movie scene by scene, but never actually watching it. You get the story, but not the experience. That's it, right?
Precisely. It's a non-transferable realization. He then calls Muruga Vigrida. This is the profound title meaning he who is beyond all worldly norms and classifications. This unique lord with the shining spear, Kadirvel, is a Kirubai Sood Sudar, a flame of grace enveloped in grace.
And what happens when a devotee thinks of this flame?
He says it dissolves the kinnam, the deep-seated hidden sorrows of the heart. Arunagirinatha is saying, when this divine flame of grace wraps around you and erases your pain, you enter a state of bliss that is so intensely personal that words actually become a barrier to it.
So he's saying that God isn't a topic for debate or a lecture. God is a personal discovery that leaves you speechless.
Exactly. The map ends here and the direct experience begins. Today's takeaways: 1. The incommunicable absolute. True spiritual realization is private. Language is a tool of the mind, but God is experienced beyond the mind. 2. The unique healer, Vigirdan. Muruga is the flame of grace, Kirubai Sudar, who erases kinnam, the existential sorrows that no medicine or logic can cure. 3. The invitation. Verse 50 is an invitation to every seeker. Don't just read my words. Remember him, Ninevar, and feel the light for yourself.
By saying, I can't tell you, he's actually making me more curious to find out for myself, Vedant.
That's the sign of a true teacher. He's pointing the way, Apurva. See you tomorrow for the 51st verse.